Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochim Daf Chof Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 19 lines from the bottom. It might be easier just to imagine the middle of the omid and another two or three lines, and you'll see there is a Tanaic source that ends. First word on line is Dereiyah, and we begin the Ozdu Letamayu. Truth be told, as is often the case, we are really in the middle of a discussion. So in order to recap just a little bit from our past shiur, of course the best thing is to be familiar with the Gemara that we learned at the end of our previous shiur. Nevertheless, we had a Mishnah on Daf Chof Ches Omid Aleph that spoke about Chometz She'ovar Olov HaPesach. The Mishnah described Chometz of a Gentile and Chometz of a Jew. Over Olov HaPesach means the Chometz was extant during Pesach, and it depends in whose possession the Chometz was. According to our Mishnah, if it was in the Gentile's possession, and now it's after Pesach, the Jew is allowed to benefit from it. And if it was a Jewish-owned piece of Chometz, and now you are after Pesach, so it is forbidden to benefit from it. The Gemara spent time trying to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. So we saw here on Daf Chof Tes, in our house markings, Rav Acha Bar Yankov, who was the first on third line from the top, he said that our Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe Yehuda. And that which Rebbe Yehuda spoke about, the prohibition of Chometz She'ovar Olov HaPesach, he was speaking about Jewish-owned Chometz. Rava, on the other hand, says that the Mishnah is authored by Rebbe Shimon. In other words, according to Rebbe Shimon, Chometz She'ovar Olov HaPesach, we already saw, is not a problem mi deoraisa. But on a rabbinic level, it does present a problem, and that problem is only if it was Jewish-owned Chometz. However, if you were to ask Rava about what about Rebbe Yehuda, so as far as Rebbe Yehuda, Rava is concerned, Rebbe Yehuda would have forbidden the Chometz of a Gentile as well, She'ovar Olov HaPesach. That having been said, we continue in the Gemara, the Ozdu Letamayo, we are 19 lines from the bottom. The Ozdu Letamayo means that Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yankov are consistent with what they've said elsewhere. The Itmar, Ha'oichel Se'or Shel Nochri She'ovar Olov HaPesach LeDivrei Rebbe Yehuda. One who ate Chometz, Se'or is Chometz, that was owned by a Gentile during Pesach, and now that Pesach has passed, I come the Jew and eat from that. What is the din? And now we emphasize according to the Tano Rebbe Yehuda. Rava Omar Loike. Rava says that as far as the Tana Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, that would warrant a penalty, a punishment of lashing. For Rav Acha Bar Yankov Omar Eino Loike. Rav Acha holds, like we saw three lines from the top, that as far as the Tana Rebbe Yehuda is concerned, the only time to be restrictive is if it was Jewish-owned Chometz, not Gentile-owned Chometz. Rava Omar Loike. Rava says that according to Rebbe Yehuda, there would be a penalty of lashing. And why is that? Lo yolif Rebbe Yehuda se'or de'achila mi se'or de'ri'ya. Se'or de'achila is a reference to the penalty, the prohibition of eating chometz. And we're talking about chometz she'ovar olov HaPesach. That prohibition is not learned from the Torah's prohibition of Re'iyas Chometz. The pasuk says Lo Yira'e L'cho. In other words, during Pesach there is a prohibition of being in possession of Chometz, and that is limited to your Chometz, to Jewish owned Chometz. However, if a Jew has in his possession Gentile-owned chametz, that would not be a problem. Once again, that's merely a question of being in possession of. But when it comes to the eating of chametz, so the laws of eat, the type of chametz that you eat from are not learned from the laws regarding the restriction of having it in your possession. So therefore, Gentile-owned chametz could be in the Jew's possession, in his domain, during Pesach, but Gentile-owned chametz that is now found after Pesach is culpable, creates guilt if one eats that. For Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Eino Loike, one would not get malchus for eating the Gentile's chametz she'ovel of Pesach. Yolif Sor Dachilo Misor Deriya. The laws regarding what kind of chametz you can eat are learned from the laws regarding the type of chametz that could have been in your possession. Just like only Jewish owned chametz cannot be in your possession, namely your own, being a Jew, your own chametz is something you cannot be in possession of throughout Pesach, but a Gentile's chametz you could have had in your possession. So to the eating of chametz she'ovel over Pesach would be only Jewish-owned chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach would be problematic, but not if it was Gentile-owned. And now the Gemara says, V'hodar bei Rav Acha bar Yaakov mahi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov has a turnabout. He literally, he turns away from what he said. He has a change of mind. He eventually, we'll see, he rejects what he said up till now. Now you'll see on the side of our Gemara text a long point marking. The nun is a nekuda, and this nekuda, this long point, goes quite a ways down the next omid, omid beis. All of this material is here to show us that point. And we take a look at our topic heading under the nosei that we have in the margin, where we have written how Gemara maschila nekuda aruka. The Gemara will be starting a long point lohochiach to show Shurav Acher Yaakov Choser mehesber shelo Rabbi Yehuda. He will be retracting from his explanation of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda that he had said shesor dafil numad misor deriya. He had said, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, that according to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, the laws of the type of chametz that you're allowed to eat are learned from the laws of the type of chametz in whose possession you could have had. Umemela, if you do learn Sa'or Dachila Misar Deria, Rak Shelcha Asur Bahana, only Jewish owned chametz would be prohibited to benefit from. Avol shel nochri v'shel gavoh mutter, but Gentile owned or sanctified chametz would be possible. You would be allowed to benefit from it. And we'll just repeat the that which is probably well known to many of you. The din of Sor D'Riyah is based on the pasuk Lo Yeroe L'cha, and L'cha is a limitation expression, meaning your chametz is that which is prohibited to be in possession of, to the exclusion of Gentile or sanctified chametz. Now the Gemara. V'hodar bei Rav Acha bar Yaakov mehi. Rav Acha retracts from his explanation of Rav Yehuda till now. Desanya. Ha'oichel chometz shel hekdish b'moyed mo'al. One who eats chometz that has been sanctified during the holiday of Pesach, he is in violation of Mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is the Torah prohibition of deriving personal benefit from items that were sanctified. V'yeshomrim, there's another opinion, lo mo'al. Let us take a look at the Rashi in the upper part of the page. Mo'al chayav korban me'ila, one who has derives personal benefit from sanctified chametz will be then guilty when obligated to bring a special type of sin offering called an osham me'ilos. Dekosavar chametz dehekdish bepesach bar domim hu. This opinion that says mo'al is of the opinion that sanctified chametz during the holiday of Pesach has value. Bar domim means it has value. The afsideh lehegdish, and your use of it diminishes the wealth of hegdish, of the temple fund. k'Rabbi Shimon. This is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. D'yomar chometz la'achar Pesach muter. Chometz that was extant during Pesach. After Pesach, it happens to be something you're allowed to benefit from. The afal gav de knosa konis, even though we know that Rabbi Shimon restricts that based on a rabbinic restriction, hani mili, this rabbinic restriction, this knas, is bechemsel shel hedyo, that's common-owned chometz. Hoyel ve'ovar olov ve'bali ro, the knas, the fine, is imposed because the owner violated having it in his possession during Pesach. Aval hai de betero shio gabe, but sanctified chometz that he was allowed to have in his possession. The Omar Mor, avalato roya shel achim v'shel gavoa. We had learned earlier that only your own personal chometz is something you cannot have in your possession, but sanctified chometz is okay. Shel gavoa means the heavenly chometz, the sanctified chometz. Achar ha-Pesach, have masvin le gizbor li Yisrael v'achilei. After Pesach, the temple treasurer could have sold that sanctified chometz to a Jew and it could be eaten. Therefore, if you benefit from sanctified chometz, you are benefiting from something that has market value, as we just saw in Rashi. And now the next opinion was v'yeshom lomal. Rashi says v'yeshom lomal k'demeforish the hoyel v'nischayev kores mishum achila. If one were to eat that chometz, the sanctified chometz on Pesach, he would be guilty of a kores penalty. Poter minatashlumen, he is therefore exempt from paying. K'Rabbi Nechunya, based on Rabbi Nechunya's teaching, which the Gemara will share with us shortly. Uvamokom shein keren ein chomesh v'ein me'ila, and where there is no obligation to pay back the principal, so there is no need to add a fifth penalty. That's principal and fifth, is there, so you don't add the fifth, v'ein me'ila, and there is also no me'ila. And that's because the person is already bearing this more severe punishment of kores. So we now turn to the Gemara. Man yesh omrim. This opinion that we just said, that the consumption of sanctified chometz does not generate a me'ilah violation. Who holds that? So in order to answer this question, you'll see that we have a diamond marking, and on the side of the Gemara, you'll see under our Mivneh heading, these are Deos Shonos. These are different opinions. Kideo hasbir ha-machlikas tanakamo v'yesh omrim v'inyan me'ilah. We're going to try to explain this machlokas. Be'oichel chometz dehegdish b'moy, one who eats sanctified chometz during Pesach. So we now continue in the Gemara. Omer of Yochanan, the yesh omrim that says there is no me'ilah violation, and as such that means if one did benefit from the sanctified hegdish, he wouldn't have to bring a korban oshem me'ilos. He doesn't have to pay for that which he ate, is in accordance with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. Desanyo, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, hoya oise es yom hakipurim keshabbos letashlumen. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona viewed Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur carries with it, one who eats on Yom Kippur is chayav kores. Kores is a situation where someone dies young or he dies leaving no children. There are different explanations, but it's a very serious type of punishment that is, of course, heavenly based. He views kores as one who violates Shabbos with regard to the need for payment. Let us imagine on Shabbos someone would come and burn a stack of grain belonging to his neighbor. So lighting the fire is a Shabbos violation, and there is also a financial loss caused to the neighbor. But because this person is going to be guilty, is guilty of a capital offense for violating Shabbos, we have a principle, kom le b'drabine, we give the person the more serious or the more severe punishment, and he thereby doesn't have to pay, because he's going to be paying with his life, so to speak. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona says that one who is guilty of kores, if he, at the same time that he was of violating the kores type offense, he also incurs a financial obligation, he will be exempt from paying back. Ma Shabbos Meschayev V'Nafshu Potter Min HaTashlum. And just like Shabbos, one who violates it becomes guilty of a capital offense. Meschayev V'Nafshu means he is killed for it, and therefore he is exempt from paying, and everyone agrees with that. So Af Yom HaKippurim Meschayev V'Nafshu, so to Yom HaKippurim, he's also guilty and paying with his life through the Koreis penalty, U'Potter Mi Tashlumen, and therefore he is exempt from paying. So, in our case, when one eats chometz of Hegdish on Pesach, he becomes guilty of koreis for having eaten chometz. Therefore, the chometz in our mind's eye has no value, because he won't have to pay back that which he ate. And as such, one who does eat sanctified chometz will not be guilty of paying back the principal, nor the chomesh, nor the added fifth, which is generally the imposed fine for a me'ila violator, nor does he bring the korban. And all of that is because the Yesh Omrim holds, like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, that when someone is chayav koreis, as is the case when one eats chometz on Pesach, he is therefore exempt from any financial restitution. Rav Yosef Omar. Now you'll notice we have, in addition to the diamond, we also have a double underline under Rav Yosef, and we indicate on the side under our Mivne that there are Shnei Lishonis Rav Yosef. Therefore, you also notice an Aleph, that says two Aleph, and on Omid Beis, the top line, you'll see a second version of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef Omar, the Machloikis in the source of Ho'echol Chametz Shel Hekdesh is we highlighted the word komiflagi, is it means it is on this point that they argue. So on what point do they argue? They argue on this point. Can you redeem that which has been sanctified? Redeeming means to set aside some cash, some money, and declare that whatever sanctity is on the item, that a sanctified item's value should be transferred, or the sanctity of that item should be transferred to the money. Now that the item that had been sanctified is redeemed, what can you do with it? So can you go so far as to give that which was formerly hegdish, formerly sanctified, can you now feed it to the dogs once you've redeemed it? Well, that's a machlekes. Man diomar moal, the opinion that says that one who eats chometz of hegdish on Pesach is guilty of mila, he holds poiden es hakotshim lachim leklovim. Because what could you have done with this chometz? Well, you could have redeemed it. Now, you can't eat it. You can't eat it, but you could have thrown it to the dogs. So, since it has that value to it, namely feeding it to the dogs, it has value, and therefore it subjects the person who benefits from it to the Mi'ilah violation. Uman domar lo mo'al kosovar, the opinion that says that you're not in violation of Mi'ilah, it's because ein podin, it has no value, you couldn't have redeemed it in the first place. Rashi here adds quite a bit of information, so let us learn the Rashi together. V'Rav Yosef Omar, I have a svira lahanach tanoi k'Rebbe Shimon. If the two opinions in this source regarding Me'ilah would have held like the Tano Rebbe Shimon, the Omar toich zmano osur b'hano, that within the time of Pesach chometz is forbidden to benefit from, de kule alma modu de potter, everyone would have agreed that there is no mi'ilo violation. Hoyo v'hashto miho lo chozi v'lav monahu, since right now on Pesach it has no value, it's not fit, it's osir behano, you cannot benefit from it during Pesach, and therefore it has no money value, and if it has no value, so then you're not in violation of mi'ilo. Even though, by having left it over, if one would have left it over till after Pesach, it would have value, because according to Rabbi Shimon, chometz she'over lo v'pesach is not something that is forbidden. that aside, since during Pesach it has no value, so there would have been no Mi'ilah. And we say it has no value because it's totally forbidden to benefit from it. However, we saw that there is a machlokis. So why is there a machlokis? Elo aliba de Rabbi Yosef Glili pligi. The Tanoim in this short source are arguing within the Tanaic opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili de Omar, and he had said, Toich zmano nami shori bahano. During Pesach itself, you're allowed to derive benefit. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to derive benefit from chametz. And the heart of the machlokes here is, can one redeem something that was sanctified when the end goal will be feeding it to the dogs? The opinion in the source that said you are in violation of Mi'ilo for eating chometz of Hegdish during Pesach. That at that time, during Pesach that you ate it, you could have redeemed it and fed it to the dogs. And there is value in feeding your dogs. That value gives it this quality of being called bar domim, and therefore, if one benefits from it, you're benefiting from something that has value, and therefore you're guilty of mi'ila. Udorebi nechunyo less lay. This opinion does not hold by Rebbe Nechunya. Rebbe Nechunya is the one that had paralleled chometz on Pesach to being something that generates a kores penalty, and therefore there would have been no value to it. The next Rashi, umandi amar lo moal sovar ein poiden. The opinion that says that your eating of chometz during Pesach, even though Rabbi Yosef Glili says you're allowed to benefit from it, but it has been sanctified. What are you going to do with it? You can't redeem it to feed it to the dogs, according to this opinion. Therefore, it has no value. We continue back in the Gemara. Rav Acha bar Rova Tana La Laha Shmaitza Mishmei de Rav Yosef Beha Lishna. Now, as we said, this is introducing the second version of Rav Yosef. The Kulei Alma Ein Poilim Sakochim Lahachim Leklovim. Now, Rashi adds that the Tanoim in the short source are going to be going within Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon holds that it's mutter to derive benefit from chometz she'ovar olov ha-pesach. And Rashi points this out on the top line, the Kulei Alma Ein Poidin. As far as that expression is concerned, it means we don't redeem, everyone agrees you don't redeem that which had been sanctified to feed to the dogs. But Rashi adds here, V'alivo de Rabbi Shimon hu de pligi, the Tanoim are arguing within Rabbi Shimon, the Shori lei la'achara Pesach afal achilas Yisrael. He, Rabbi Shimon, allows chometz sha'ovar olov ha-pesach for a Jew to eat as well after Pesach. Ubaha pligi. The following will be the point of controversy. Mandomar moal sovar, the opinion that says that one who eats chometz of Hegdish during Pesach is moyel, he holds afagav the hashto lo chazi, even though right now it is not fit. Once again, because we're going within the shita of Rebbe Shimon, hoyo ulakamei goreim lemamon hu kemamon domi, since the kame down the road in the future, meaning after Pesach, it will have value. So you're consuming it, you're causing a loss of we'll call it the loss of potential value. So now the Gemara, third line from the top, v'hocha v'ha komiflegi. And here, in the source where we saw the Tanakhama saying Moal, and the Yesh Omrim says Lo Moal, the following is the point of controversy. B'dovar hagorim lemamon kemamon dami. Do you view something that causes value to have actual value? Now, once again, what do we mean causes value? Since we're dealing within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, he says that during Pesach, you're not allowed to benefit from chometz. However, after Pesach, you're allowed to benefit from that very same chometz. So it is true that during Pesach it has no value, but if you would have had left it around till after Pesach, it would have had value, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to benefit from it. So that is a goreim lamamon, is something that causes value. Causes, in this case, your eating it causes value loss. So we continue in the Gemara. And of course, it goes without saying that we're dealing with someone that ate sanctified chametz. So everyone, according to this Lashon, according to this version, agrees you couldn't redeem the kochim in order to feed it to the dogs. That you couldn't have done to begin with, because everyone holds that's a disgrace to kochim, to redeem it in order to feed it to the dogs. However, what about that very chametz, had it been left till after Pesach? Well, you could have redeemed it and eat it yourself, since we're dealing with Shitas Rebbe Shimon, as Rashi said. But when you ate it during Pesach. At that point, it had no value, but it was something that there was potential value had it left it around till after Pesach. That's called Dovar HaGorim L'Momon. So, Man Diomar Mo'al, the Tanakama who said that eating sanctified chometz during Pesach leads to Me'ilah, Kosovar Dovar HaGorim L'Momon K'Momon Domi. Something that leads to value is considered as if it has value. Therefore, you are guilty of Me'ilah, because you benefited from something that had this potential value, and it was a value that was relevant to the base Hamikdash, and that therefore you're in violation of Me'ilah. The penalty, the prohibition of benefiting from something that has value belonging to the base Hamikdash. Uman Domar Lo Mo'al, the Yeshom who says that you're not guilty of Me'ilah Kosovar, he holds Dovah HaGorim L'Mamadlav K'Mamadomi, something that may lead to value, but right now it has no value, therefore it is considered valueless, and therefore you are not in violation of Me'ilah. Rav Acha Bar Yankiv Omar, and this is really the name that is the reason we brought in this entire discussion. He says the Kule Alma Dovar HaGorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Domi. Everyone would agree that something that leads to value, that has potential value to it, is considered as having value. The Hocha Beplukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon Komifligi. And in this source, the Tanakhama is saying Mo'al, and the Yeshomrim saying Lo Mo'al, is because they are paralleling the Machlokas Tanoim Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Man de Omar Lo Mo'al, the Yesh Omrim that says he's not guilty of Me'ilah, Kerebi Yehuda. That's because he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, namely, even after Pesach, it is Osir, and all the more so during Pesach itself. Uman di Omar Mo'al, and the opinion that says that eating chometz of Hegdish during Pesach does lead to Me'ilah, causes Me'ilah to Rabbi Shimon. That's in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, who holds that after Pesach it was fit. And since we're working within the Shita, that this approach that says everyone agrees, Dovah HaGorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Domi, true, you ate it during Pesach, analyze, focus on, would it have value after Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, yes. Now, who's the speaker over here? This was Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. The Gemara now asks, V'hal Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, who the Omar? But is it not so that Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, he said, the Rebbe Yehuda Yolif Sa'or Dachila Misa'or Dere'iyah, that Rebbe Yehuda learns the prohibition of that kind of chometz that you are not allowed to eat, and we're talking about chometz Sha'ovar Lava Pesach, is learned from the type of chometz that you were prohibited in having in your possession. What kind of chometz were you prohibited in having in your own possession? your own chametz, but not hekdesh chametz, not sanctified chametz, because in the pasuk that says, that talks about re'iyah, it says lo yira'el lecha. Lecha is a word in the possessive, meaning your own chametz is forbidden to have in your possession, but Gentile or sanctified chametz, that's not considered yours. Therefore, it doesn't come under the possession restriction during Pesach. And Rav Acher bar Yankov had said that the rules of what kind of chametz you're allowed to eat are derived from the rules of chametz that you were allowed or not allowed to have in your possession. That being the case, if you would accept what he had said in the past, that namely what Rav Acher bar Yankov said concerning the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that you learn Sorda Chila from Sorda Ria, therefore this kind of chametz would have had value. So why would he say, why would Rav Acher bar Yankov say over here that the opinion that says lo mo'al is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, leaving you to think that it, that the chametz has no value? But that's not true. Ela hodar be Rav Acher bar Yankov me'ahi. Rather, you see that Rav Acher bar Yankov retracted his explanation of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who claimed that you learn the Sa'or, the Achila, Misa'or Deri'iyah, and therefore at this point, not so. Sa'or Deri'iyah, one in fact is allowed to have in his possession Sa'or of Hekdish, but when it comes to Sa'or D'Achila, even though it was Hekdish, and now it's after Pesach, it nevertheless is called Chometz Sha'ovar. It would have been called Chometz Sha'ovar Lova Pesach, and therefore even after Pesach, it would have had no value. Therefore, Lo Mo'al. Therefore, when you eat this Chometz during Pesach, you're not said to be in violation of Mi'ilah, because you ate something that has no value. Rav Ashi Omar, Dekulei Alma Ein Poidin. Rav Ashi is a fourth explanation to the two opinions, whether mo'al or lo mo'al. Everyone holds you're not poidin, means this is an abbreviated expression. Ain't poidin is a kochim lachil meklovim. V'dover hagorim lemamon lav kemamon domi. And therefore, even if after Pesach it might have value, but during Pesach it has no value, and therefore it is right now something of no value. So why would someone hold that there would be me'ilah? The hocha beplukta de Rabbi Yossi Aglili verabonon komiflegi. Here the machlokis is one that parallels those tanoim. By the way, we're not explaining in a very elaborate fashion these names, because these names appeared in our previous shiur, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili was the one that said even during Pesach you're allowed to benefit from the chometz. Therefore, it has value. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to benefit from it. Therefore, if you ate chometz of Hekdesh during Pesach, you ate something that has value to it. And the Rabbanan hold, not so. Man d'omar mo'al, the opinion, the first opinion that said that there is me'ila for eating chometz of Hekdesh during Pesach, that's kirabiosi, namely Rabbiosi Haglili. As we just said, because you're allowed to benefit from chometz according to Rabbi Yosef Glili during Pesach, therefore it has value, and therefore it leads to me'ilah. Umandu omar lo mu'al kerabonon. And he who said the second opinion that said there's no me'ilah, that is in accordance with the sheet of the rabbonon that hold chometz during Pesach is usur to benefit from. Therefore it has no value. Therefore no me'ilah. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have we noticed a triangle will appear, and on the side under our Nosei Mivneh, we have some explanation. We note in parentheses Tavla Beshulei Omid, there is a chart at the bottom of the Omid that features the different opinions and different factors regarding this sugya. So in our introductory note, under the Nosei Mivneh heading, we've also written Deos Be'inyan Chometz Betarvis. We'll see different opinions regarding chometz that is present in a mixture. As opposed to a pure piece of bread, we're talking here about dish, a bowl, some food item that has chometz mixed in. Different time periods and different situations. So number one, bismano means during Pesach. We'll talk about a mixture bemino. Different types of chometz that are mixed together, and shelo bemino, chometz that is mixed with other non-chometz items. And then we'll talk about shelo bismano, meaning after Pesach, and then a mixture of bimino, that's other kinds of chometz, and shelo bimino mixed with other non-chometz items. Now, as far as the triangles are concerned, they highlight Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. You'll notice on our chart at the bottom of the page, running across the top of the chart, you see Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Down the right-hand side, you see we've broken it down into bismano and shelo bismano during Pesach and shelo bismano after Pesach. And we should be aware that in the realm of mixtures, when we talk about a taroves, there is a taroves known as min bimino. That's two like substances that are mixed together. And then there is min shelo bimino, unlike substances that are in a mixture. The Gemara. Omar Rav, chometz bismano. When you're dealing with chometz during the holiday of Pesach itself, bain bimino, bain shelo bimino aser. Whether it's bimino, it's mixed with other chometz, or it's mixed with non-chometz items, it is forbidden. Shelo bismano, if you're not dealing with chometz, you're not dealing with Pesach itself, but rather you're talking about after Pesach, then bimino aser, if it's mixed with other kinds of chometz, so it is forbidden. It's basically chometz she'avar lePesach, and shelo bimino muter. Bemai askinon. What are we dealing with? Ilemo benoisein tam. If you're dealing with a mixture in which the chometz taste can be perceived, sheloi bismanoi. Sheloi bimino muter. Are you telling me that after Pesach, even though it's in a mixture with non-chometz food matter, it should be allowed? Hoyoiv taima. But you are perceiving chometz taste, and you're dealing with chometz she'ovar olav ha-Pesach. Elo bimashu. Rather, it must be that there's a negligible amount of chometz in this mixture, and since it's called it's a min shelo bimino, it's a mixture of chometz with non-chometz material, and there's the presence of only a negligible amount of chometz, therefore we can say shelo bismano, shelo bimino, it is mutter. The Gemara now, we have a long marking. You can see this we call a Hesber L'Rav. First we quote what Rav says, Chometz Bismano. This is again, we have in quotation marks. So this is a quote of what Rav had said, Chometz during Pesach, Bein Bimino, Bein Shelo Bimino, Oser. Whether it's mixed with its own kind or with non-chometz material, it is forbidden. And when we speak about it being forbidden, even if it is a mashehu, a negligible amount. Rav litame. This is Rav consistent with what he has said elsewhere. The Rav Ushmuel, the Ami Travayu, they, Rav and Shmuel have said, they have both said, kol isur and sheba Torah, when you're dealing with items prohibited in the Torah, b'minoi b'mashehu. If it's its own kind, if it's a mixture of its own kind, so even if it is a negligible amount of prohibited substance, so it will be forbidden. Imagine here you've got some chometz flour mixed with non-chometz flour. Or you have crumbs that are, some of it is from chometz and some of it is from matzah. Even if there's an overwhelmingly large amount of non-chometz grain or baked material, the fact that you have a negligible amount of chometz, called a mashu of chometz, that renders the entire mixture forbidden. Sheloy b'mino, if you have some chometz, or any other iser for that matter, because this is a general statement, but the example we just had could have been said with meat, a little bit of unkosher meat mixed with a large amount of kosher meat. That's called min b'mino, and it's an example of another iser in the Torah. So the whole mixture would be forbidden. Sheloy b'mino, b'noy same tam. If it's a mixture of that which is prohibited with some different allowed substance, then the mixture will be forbidden only if you can perceive the taste of that which is forbidden. We continue. Rav gozar. Rav imposes a stringency. Chometz bizmanoi shelo b'mino. If you have a mixture of chometz with non-chometz, shelo b'mino, non-grain item. Let's say you have some chometz mixed in with some chopped meat on Pesach. Rav will tell you that you cannot benefit from that, even though you cannot perceive any chometz taste, and it's a mixture of min b'she'eino mino. Nevertheless, Rav is strict, and he makes a gzeira of chometz bizmano shelo b'mino otu mino, in anticipation of a mixture of chometz with other non-chometz, same type material, like we said, crumbs of chometz mixing with a large amount of matzah crumbs. And that kind of mixture will be prohibited, may ikur hadin, based on the principle of min b'mino osur b'mashu. V'shelo b'zmano, now chometz after Pesach in a mixture, b'mino osur k'Rebbe Yehuda, if it's after Pesach, it's chometz shavu of a Pesach, and one should know that according to Rebbe Yehuda, chometz shavu of a Pesach is osur midoraisa. There's a Torah level prohibition on chometz that existed through Pesach, and now you're after Pesach. Therefore, even if it's in a mixture, it will be osur. That's a mixture of min b'mino after Pesach. However, v'shelo b'mino mutter. If you have a mixture of chometz with another kind of material, as we said, chometz mixed in with chopped meat, and it's after Pesach, it is a mixture that is allowed. D'shelo bizmano v'shelo b'mino otu mino kule hai lo gazrinon. Because in order to think that such a mixture should be usher, you would have to have said that we're going to make a gzera of after Pesach in anticipation to during Pesach, and a mixture of unlike substances in anticipation of like substances. That far we don't go in imposing a restriction. Shmuel Omar, chometz bizmano b'mino osur. Chometz during Pesach, if it's a mixture of chometz crumbs with matzah crumbs, it's a mixture that's forbidden. Shelo b'mino mutter. If it's a mixture of chometz with chopped meat, for example, then it's allowed. Shelo bizmano, if you're dealing with chometz after Pesach and it's in a mixture, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino mutter. Whether it's in a like type mixture or a mixture with unlike substances, it's allowed. Chometz, this is a quote here, chometz bizmano b'mino osur, chometz in a mixture of like substance during Pesach is forbidden. Shmuel l'tamei, this is Shmuel consistent with his reasoning elsewhere. The Rabbi Shmuel d'Ami Travayo, they have both said, including Shmuel, kol isurin shebe Torah, when it comes to any substance forbidden in the Torah, if it's in a b'mino, asurin b'mashu, if it's in a mixture, even though there's a negligible amount of prohibited substance, but it's in a mixture, even though it's in a mixture, it is a forbidden mixture. Shelo b'mino, if it's a prohibited substance with an unlike allowed substance, then the mixture will be usher only, it will be forbidden only, b'noy seintam, if you can perceive the taste of that which is forbidden. Sheloi b'minon, otu minon lo gozar. Chometz bismano in a mixture of unlike substances, as far as Shmuel is concerned, he doesn't impose a restriction in shelo bimino in anticipation of a mixture of min bimino, and as a result of that, Shmuel is more lenient than Rav, having said that even bismano shelo bimino is mutter. Shelo bismano, as far as chometz after Pesach is concerned, bain b'minon bain shelo b'minon mutarin. Whether it's a mixture of like substances or a mixture of unlike substances, here the chiddush is even in like substances, it is allowed. Why? Kerebi Shimon, based on the Tana Rebbe Shimon, that chometz she'over alav haPesach is not something that is usher in the first place. Therefore, you're dealing with a mixture of substances, neither one of which is forbidden. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chometz bismanoi. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, he is more lenient than anyone we've seen till now. He says, chometz during Pesach, bein b'mino u'bein shelo b'minoi, whether it's a substance, a mixture of like substances or unlike substances, usser b'noi sein tam. The mixture will be usser only if there is enough chometz there to create a taste, that its taste could be perceived. Up till now, when we were seeing Rav and Shmuel, they were speaking about even a mashuhu of chometz mixed in. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a mashuhu would be botel, it would be void. But it becomes a problem only if there's enough there to be able to perceive its taste. Sheloi bismano, as far as chometz after Pesach, in a mixture, bein b'minon, bein shelo b'minon mutter. And now we quote from Rabbi Yochanan with explanation. Chometz bismano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino, beno sein tam. Chometz during Pesach, but it's in a mixture, whether it's a min bimino mixture or a min b'she'eno mino mixture. The prohibition will be only if you can perceive the chometz taste. Rabbi Yochanan litame. Rabbi Yochanan here is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, the Amri Trevayu, both have said, kol isurin shebet Torah, when you're dealing with any prohibited substance in the Torah and it's in a mixture, bein b'minon, bein shelo b'minon, b'no sein tam. Whether, even if it's in a like substance mixture, and certainly if it's in an unlike substance mixture, it will not be prohibited unless there is enough prohibited material to create a perceived taste. Shelo bismano, bein bimino, bein shelo bimino mutarin. If it's after Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan said, regardless of what kind of mixture it is, it will be allowed. Ke Rabbi Shimon, because he is based on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that says chometz she'over haPesach is mutter. We continue at the top of Daf Lamed. Omar Rava Hilchisa, the Rava rules chometz bismano, when you're dealing with chometz during Pesach and you have a mixture, bein bimino bein shelo bimino oser b'mashehu kerav. That ruling, if even a negligible amount of chometz found in this mixture, will render the entire mixture prohibited, based on Rav. Sheloi bismano, chometz after Pesach, bein bimino bein shelo bimino, mutter kerebi Shimon. It will be allowed, based on Rebbe Shimon, even if there's a perceived chometz taste, simply because chometz she'over haPesach is something that is mutter. Would Rava have ruled thusly? But Rava himself says that Rabbi Shimon imposes a fine, a prohibition on chometz she'over olav haPesach, because the owner of it allowed it to be in his possession during Pesach, thereby violating a Torah prohibition. Therefore, even after Pesach, we say, sorry, you can't benefit from it. So the Gemara says, that's true. Rava has said that, even within Rabbi Shimon. However, hani mili be'ainei, that is true when the chometz is isolated or by itself. Avo al yedei taruv eslo, but when you're dealing with chometz in, as part of a mixture, there he didn't say his law. He didn't say that there is a fine. The ozda Rava letame, and Rava in ruling like Rabbi Shimon, being lenient with regard to chometz Rav Pesach, Rava is consistent with what he has said elsewhere. The Omar Rava, Rava says, Ki havinon bei Rav Nachman, when we were learning in the yeshiva of Rav Nachman, ki havenafki shiva yomi de pischa, when the 7 days of Pesach passed, Omar Lon, he, Rav Nachman, used to tell us, Poku uzvinu chamira de b'nei chela. Go and sell the chametz that was of the b'nei chela. Rashi explains here, the Ozda Rava, the Omar Halacha Karebi Shimon Litamei, the Omar Nami Bi'alma, Rav Shimon, who says in general, Chometz Shel Nochri, She'ovar Lova Pesach, Mutar Af Be'achila, Chometz of a Gentile that passed through Pesach, you, the Jew, are allowed to eat it. Hoyo Veleko Limiknes Be'midi, since there's no reason for imposing a fine. Ve'i Rebbe Yehuda, Chometz Stamakom, Afilat Nochri. If Rava were holding like Rebbe Yehuda, well, then Rabbi Yehuda asks chametz in general, even Gentile-owned chametz. So we see that the fact that Rava is quoting Rav Nachman, who was saying that the chametz of the goyim you're allowed to sell and benefit from, that shows you he is not ruling like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather like Rabbi Shimon. B'nei Chela, Rashi says, Nochrim, Afopi, Shofeo Yoim Ze Shovar, Vahu Pesach, even though it was prepared on Pesach. Nevertheless, since we are reflecting Shitas Rabbi Shimon, who says that Chometz Shovar Pesach, even of a goy, or it would say of a goy, you are allowed to actually eat it, therefore you see that Rava is ruling like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yehuda would not have allowed benefiting from that chametz. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.